There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's doing idle wild.
Car 54, where are you?
Get her out. When?
Look, I only serve the papers.
Papers? Look, Mr. Carmody, for 3 weeks you've been serving her papers. I can't wait anymore. I've got 15 square blocks torn down for the new approach to the George Washington Bridge. Everything but this building. Get her out.
Spencer, you know the law. These things take time.
Time? In a week, they start laying the concrete for the new road. How's it gonna look? Like this? Get her out. If she'd only leave the house to get food, I could tear down the building. Where does she get the food?
How should I know?
Yes, tell her I'm bringing up the bulldozer, whether she's ready or not. Did you hear me, Mrs. Bronson? Whether you're ready or not.
Come in. So come in. The door is open.
It's me again.
Oh, Georgie, how nice to see you again. Why didn't you ring downstairs?
I did. I guess the bell isn't working.
I'll call the landlord. No, a lot of good it'll do. He didn't even send anybody about the leak in the faucet.
Mrs. Bronson, please try and understand. There is no landlord. The city owns this building. Now, you can't live here anymore.
Georgie, you look tired. Sit down. Have a piece of cake.
Mrs. Bronson, I don't feel like eating cake.
Oh, so you must have had some at home. You gave your wife the recipe I sent. And did you remind her of the brown sugar?
Mrs. Bronson, I didn't come here to talk about cakes and recipes. I came here to give you this dispossess notice.
Don't bother. I got already plenty. For you, I'll take it.
This time I mean business. There's a crew outside waiting to tear down the building.
Oh, you mean that Mr. Spencer with his yelling, get out, get out, I'm coming with the bulldozers.
It's his job. He's got a schedule.
So, Georgie, tell me what's happening to the outside world.
What's happening to the outside world? I'll tell you what's happening to the outside world. I've got a chief down at City Hall that's going crazy. Mrs. Bronson, you've got to get out of this building in 24 hours. That's a 24-hour notice.
They all say 24 hours.
But this time we mean it. I'm going back to my chief and tell him that this is it.
Oh. Here are the groceries you told me to get.
Oh. Sentimental ones, huh? And you found a honeybird salmon. You're a doll.
We got to get her out. Doesn't she understand what dispossess notices are? What court orders are?
She understands, all right. She knows that only with a sheriff's order can she be physically removed.
Don't talk about physically removing anybody. The newspapers will murder us. The citizens' committee is fair play for Mrs. Bronson. How much time have we got?
The highway commission wants her out by Friday.
The highway commission? Look, I don't want to pass the buck, but this is their job.
Benton, we're geared for this sort of thing. Now, no trouble at all. Ellison, here's the city condemnation eviction case. Have her out in 24 hours.
She's out.
Good.
I said 24 hours. That was 3 days ago.
People argue, and on top of that, the Public Works Authority has been on my back to get her out.
Public Works, this is their job. Get me Commissioner Brady, Public Works.
What's that on your lapels?
Cake crumbs.
Brush them off. Hello, Brady. I got something that's your name.
Now look, Mrs. Bronson. Mr. Birchfield spent a whole week with you trying to explain. What? Yes, he brought me a piece. Yes, it's delicious.
The police have roped off the whole neighborhood.
The police? Excuse me. Get me Deputy Commissioner O'Malley.
No, there won't be any trouble.
Well, 9 times out of 10, just the sight of a couple of our men in uniform, and they move right out. Right. Give me the 53rd precinct. Captain Block.
East 178th Street. Yes, Commissioner, I'll have her out of the building by tonight. Consider it done, sir.
Captain, Sergeant Abrams said you want us.
There's a Mrs. Bronson who refuses to get out of a condemned building. I'll pick up the necessary court orders from Sergeant Abrams, get over there, tell her she's got to get out by tonight.
Yes, sir.
Muldoon, you'd better handle this. Tootie will wind up organizing a committee for her.
Yes, sir.
At last! It's about time the police were called in. Now we get some action. Walk right in. The bell doesn't work. Goodbye, Mrs. Bronson! You're going, Mrs. Bronson! It's all over, Mrs. Bronson! Get the truck for her furniture! Start the bulldozers! Do something! Get... Why are you standing there?
Who is it?
Police.
How many?
Two.
Da-da-da-dum, just a minute. I'm coming. Dita, come in. Please. Oh, excuse the appearance. Oh, my. They sent such a tall one.
Ma'am.
Well, I'm sorry you had to knock, but the landlord won't fix the bell downstairs. And in the sink, the faucet is leaking. And 3 months already, he promised to paint the apartment.
3 months, you're lucky. We once lived in an apartment for 6 months, and we never saw the landlord.
So what are you standing for? Come. Come in, sit down, have a piece of cake. I'll make some tea.
Ma'am, this isn't a social visit. We understand you refuse to move from this apartment.
Who told you such a thing?
You mean it isn't true?
Oh, yes, it is true. Of course it's true. I just wanted to know where you heard.
Oh, everybody knows. Even I know about it.
Gunther, we're here on business. Officer Tootie, serve your papers.
We have here an order for your dispossess.
The dispossess is for over here. Excuse me.
Immediate eviction order.
The eviction orders I keep over here.
The building code violation.
The building code violation's over here.
Court order to quit premises.
Quits are up here. The removal of public nuisances. Yeah, the nuisance is over here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, now, all the business is over. Now come, sit down, have some tea.
I don't mind if I do.
Mrs. Bronson, you don't seem to understand. You have to get out. The city has condemned this property.
The city shouldn't be so quick to condemn. If the landlord would fix downstairs the bell and hear the leaky faucet and paint a little, I'd be perfectly happy.
But there is no landlord. The city owns the building. You can't fight the city.
Who wants to fight? I just want to save them a building.
We're only thinking of you. It's unsafe for you to live here.
Yes, and who made it unsafe? Everybody coming up here and serving me papers? A fire hazard you made here.
Mrs. Bronson, you live in a building that has 35 building violations.
Isn't that a shame? Thank goodness I'm easygoing. I don't run around telling everybody how the city runs a building.
Mrs. Bronson, believe me.
If it was my cousin Celia, would you hear?
Mrs. Bronson, you don't get the picture. This is the only house left. It's standing in the way of the new approach to the George Washington Bridge. Now, you seem to be an intelligent woman. Do you want to hold up progress?
The approach is progress. Because some man in New York with Bermuda shorts and fancy socks wants to get to New Jersey 10 minutes faster to play golf, I have to get out of my house where I live short for a year. Let him with the Bermuda shorts and the fancy socks get up 10 minutes earlier. Excuse me. That drippy faucet.
Mrs. Bronson.
Such a tall one.
Gunther, you try.
Try what? She makes sense.
Oh, so everything is settled. Oh, so come on, sit down, have some cake.
Yeah, sit down, Francis. Oh, the cake is delicious.
Right, so you try a piece too. If you like it, I'll give you the recipe for your wife.
Oh, he isn't married.
Such a tall one, not married. A man with a steady job and not...
I'm not married, that's all.
He's not married. but he has time to sit around and talk nonsense about an approach to a bridge. Better you should think about an approach to a nice girl.
Not him. He's a confirmed bachelor.
Bachelor. Just hasn't found the right girl. My cousin Joyce, she's got a daughter, a jewel. 40 pounds, that's all she has to take off.
Mrs. Bronson, we have a job to do. We have to get you out of here. And if you're going to ignore court orders, then here's one you can't ignore. A sheriff's order for forcible eviction.
Sheriff's order? Those I keep with the silverware. Come, I'll show you.
No, you won't. This one we're going to put through. And if you don't start moving voluntarily within an hour, the sheriff's coming to put you and your property out in the street.
Nah, don't make jokes.
Jokes?
Now, look, too much education I haven't got. But New York politics, I know. This is an election year. And during an election year, they don't put a nice old grandmother with her furniture out on the street. Anyway, the Democrats are worried this year about the Bronx, not a Jewish grandmother. Look, Francis, I like you. You're too nice a man to be blamed for toppling an administration. No.
I'll have some cake if you don't mind.
I'll make some tea. It'll take hours with that drip, drip, dripping faucet.
Now, the minute they bring down her furniture, I want you to do that. You hear that pounding? I guess they had to get tough for her.
Give it one more whack.
Try it now.
It works.
It's fixed. It's fixed. Ah, two geniuses. Now we can have some tea.
Mrs. Bronson, we haven't time. Mrs. Bronson, we have to report back to the captain. Can't we tell him you're thinking of moving?
But I'm not thinking.
Can we tell him maybe?
I wouldn't make it so strong. I'll tell you what. You can tell him maybe a maybe.
You were there all afternoon. You served her the papers. And that was the best you could get out of her? A maybe?
Maybe a maybe.
Excuse me, I stand corrected.
Sir, let me explain.
You don't have to explain. I sent two big, strong policemen to get a little old lady out of an apartment. And all you come back with is a maybe.
Maybe a maybe.
Quiet. You were there all afternoon. What did you accomplish?
We fixed her sink.
Fixed her sink. I'll have to take care of this myself.
Sir, if I can tell you something about Mrs.
Bronson. You don't have to tell me anything. You're soft, Muldoon, soft. In my day, any rookie could have handled this. This requires firmness. Firmness and an iron hand. Follow me in your car.
If she is...
Never mind, I'm handling this. She'll be out in 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Did you hear that, Mrs. Bronson? 15 minutes! Goodbye, Mrs. Bronson! Arrivederci!
He's been up there a half hour.
He's probably given her time to pack. After all, she's lived here 40 years. Shh, he's coming out now.
It's probably just a loose connection, Mrs. Bronson. Haven't you anything else to do? You got a sector to patrol. Now get moving.
Everything ready to have her moved out in 10 minutes. Did you hear me? 10 minutes.
I gave her both barrels. I yelled. I threatened. She wouldn't budge.
Mary Henderson, inspector for the health department you sent for me.
Miss Henderson, you are our last hope. Tell her, Muldoon, it's your idea.
Miss Henderson, is this Mrs. Bronson?
I know the case.
We thought that if you spoke to her from the woman's point of view, you know, the cleanliness, the health.
I understand. I've handled many cases like this.
Good. Check with us as soon as you get back.
Yes, sir.
You're our last chance, Miss Henderson. It's you or disaster.
She's been gone an hour, sir.
I know she's been gone an hour. What are you, a time signal?
Well, Commissioner, I...
Yes? Put her on. It's Mrs. Brunson. Hello? Who? Paul?
That's me.
Yes, he's here. This may be the break we're looking
for. Hello, Mrs. Brunson. Now, take it easy. Good news?
Good news.
What's that? You want Francis and Gunther over there immediately?
Yep, right over there.
Yes, they're on the way now. Yes, Mrs. Bronson. No, Joe, don't thank me. We should thank you. Who? Leonard? I'll see Mrs. Bronson. Goodbye.
How'd she sound?
As though at last she made up her mind.
At last?
She gave me a message for someone named Leonard.
I'm Leonard.
She said you promised to help her paint the apartment this weekend.
There won't be an apartment this weekend. It'll be leveled to the ground.
Yes, Leonard. Commissioner.
They're here. Francis, your worries are over.
Over. Over.
I found you a girl.
Hey,
Monica. What good girl walks in here? An inspector from the health department, a Miss Henderson, tall like you. And hands me a health department summons. Did you ever see such a clean summons? Such a neat folded piece of paper. Not greased and dirty like you men give me.
Say, Francis, this is a clean summons.
Quiet.
So, why are we standing?
I don't mind if I do. Mrs. Bronson, let's face facts. Why won't you move? Is it you can't find another apartment?
What do you mean, find? They're pushing apartments on me. Even this morning, there was a man here from the city, from the relocation department.
Relocation?
Such a nice man. 5 children, and lives in 3.5 rooms. And he has time to try to find me an apartment, and a 4-room apartment on Riverside Drive.
Why don't you take it?
I should take a 4-room apartment when he has 5 children. I told him to take it. Besides, when I move, I want to find my own place.
Then why don't you go out and look for an apartment?
Who has time? I have so much company from the housing authority and the health department and the highway commission and the police department and the social workers. Who has time to go and find an apartment? When I'm not making tea, I'm baking cake.
That makes sense.
Suddenly, I'm the official hostess of the municipal government.
Hello, Rachel.
Oh, hello, Al.
Mr. Spencer?
Yeah, he rented a room from me. Here he feels secure. He says no matter what happens to the city of New York, this will be the last building that... So, if he feels happy, only you, Francis. Only you are not happy.
Because I'm not married.
Right.
Wrong. Sit down. Mrs. Bronson, we want the real reason. Why do you love this apartment so much you won't move?
Love this crummy apartment. It was crummy 40 years ago when I moved in.
Then why don't you move?
You know something. I think I can trust you boys. But you'll promise not to tell anybody else.
Oh, we won't tell anybody.
Not even Paul and Leonard.
No, really, please. Tell us, why won't you move?
It's because of Queenie.
Queenie?
Queenie, yeah, my dog.
I don't see any dog here.
Don't jump ahead, I'll tell you. 2 weeks ago, Queenie, that's my dog's name, she ran away. So, if I move out and they demolish this building and put in a new bridge approach, what'll happen when Queenie comes home? Instead of me, she'll find maybe a toll booth with an officer in a uniform with a long arm taking quarters from people in cars.
That's the only reason you're staying here? Because you're waiting for Queenie?
Why else?
Are you sure she'll come back?
Oh, yeah, she'll come back. Always she comes back. Always she goes away for 3 months, but after 3 months, to the minute, she comes back.
That's the most beautiful thing I ever heard in my life.
Always she comes back safe and sound, without a scratch. She's very careful where she crosses. So, look, if Lassie can come home all the time. So I figure she went away Tuesday, 2 weeks ago, so she'll be back in 2.5 months.
2.5 months. That's just about the time the mayor's set to open the new approach by riding in the first car.
So, when he drives through her dining room, she'll give him tea and cake.
Only a married man could have such a sense of humor.
Mrs. Bronson, if we found Queenie and brought her back to you, would you move?
Like a shot.
Gunther, we're going to find Queenie. Mrs. Bronson, can you tell us what Queenie looks like? Can you give us a description?
Yes, wait a minute, better. I'll give you her picture.
Gunther, come on. Come on!
while you're running around the city, maybe you'll drop in the health department and give the you-know-who a hello.
Sir, if you just take us off regular duty and give us that special assignment.
Special assignment? To look for something? Something you won't tell us about?
Yes, sir. And if we find it, she'll be out like a shot.
If not, you'll have to wait 2.5 months.
What is this thing you're looking for?
I'm sorry, sir. We can't tell you.
She told us specially not to tell Paul and Leonard.
Now, look, we're your superior officers. You've got to tell us what this thing is.
I'm sorry, we gave her our word.
It's something that if you find it, she'll move?
Yes.
Is it bigger than a bread box? Is it found in the home?
Sometimes.
Oh, stop it! Whatever it is, go out and find it. And, boys, please, find it before the weekend. I hate painting an apartment.
Hey, Martini, the captain in?
Yeah, but he's with somebody in there.
Oh, good, we'll see him tomorrow.
Nah, let's get it over with. He can't blame us. It was an impossible job anyway, trying to find one dog in a city that has hundreds of thousands.
You're right. It's like looking for a needle in a hay. Ooh. It's Queenie.
It could be. Could be. Hey, Queenie. Hey, Queenie.
Francis, we did it. Look how it answers to our name.
Yeah. Here, Prince. Here, Prince.
Prince. He called us Prince.
Hey, Queenie. Hey, Queenie. Hey, Queenie.
Good girl.
Here, Prince. Here, Prince. That's my dog.
I'm sorry, Sonny. We got to return it to a rightful owner.
His name is Prince, and he's mine.
He sure is. What's going on here?
Grandfather, they wanted to take Prince away.
The kid found the dog. We have to return it to a rightful owner.
Rightful owner? It's my grandson's dog. I bought him myself in the pet shop. I've got the papers at home to show it.
That's impossible. It's Mrs. Bronson's dog. Look, doesn't look like her.
Well, it certainly does, but it's not her dog. I'll get the papers.
Never mind. It's probably just a case of mistaken identity.
Gee, they certainly look alike.
No, there's only one Prince. Only one dog could be as crazy as him.
Crazy?
He does crazy things. For instance, every 3 months, he goes away. And then out of a clear blue sky, right on the dot, he's back for 3 months.
Every 3 months?
When was the last time he came back?
About 2.5 weeks ago. Always on a Tuesday.
Excuse us for a minute.
I know. How do you like that a dog lead a double life?
We gotta get it back to Mrs. Bronson.
We can't. It's the kid's dog. They got the proof.
I checked everything, Mr. Martin. You don't need a rooming house license if you're only renting one room.
Thank you, Captain. I just dropped in to make sure.
Oh, wait a minute. You got a room to rent?
Well, sorry, I'll only rent it to an elderly woman.
An elderly woman?
Yes, you see, since my grandson was left in my care, I'd like to have an older woman in the house.
Boy, have we got just the right woman for you.
Does she like dogs?
She'll just love this one.
She'll be crazy about it. I'm sorry, you can't stop on the approach to the bridge.
Hello, Francis.
Mrs. Bronson.
Well.
Hey, Gunther.
Oh.
Hey, what do you know?
Look, it's Gunther. Oh, you'll have to excuse us. I was just pointing out exactly where my house stood. Right on that spot.
Hey, look, there's Queenie. Hi, Queenie.
Who's Queenie? That's Prince.
Prince?
Listen, if a darling little boy who may someday be my grandson wants to call a dog Prince, who am I?
You mean...
She's making up her mind.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful.
Me a little nothing I can do with. And you such a tall one, still not married. I called Miss Henderson at the health department the other day.
Right.
I told her about you. I told her about a handsome officer somebody. You can give her a ring when you satisfy, yeah?
There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's doing Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?